Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's my favorite time of week, my conversation with KYW Medical Editor Dr. Brian McDonough. And remember, Dr. Brian's only an email away if you have a medical question. Ask Dr. Brian at kywnewsradio.com. But today's question didn't come from that venue. Actually came from inside a plane because, you know, Dr. Brian is asked questions no matter where he is. So, Brian, explain the circumstances of this conversation.
Well, I'm coming back from Scottsdale on a red eye, and a person called CW literally asked the question, this can't be good for us, is it? And I started thinking about it. I know it's not good for us. You don't want to be up all night, like, trying to sleep sitting up. So I did some research on it, you know, checked it out. And first of all, it's a really interesting phenomenon. The people you have to worry about are people who take consistent red eyes. Like, if they're doing this on a regular basis, that can have, you know, an impact. Because what you're doing is you're not getting quality sleep over time. And people who have issues that affect their sleep know what that's like. It increases irritation, anxiety. It can affect your concentration, those sorts of things. It can also have an impact on your metabolism and your blood sugar and hypertension, all those things. So if you're constantly doing that, you have to really look at getting sleep surrounding the trip and getting time to relax and having a strategy. But if you do it every now and then, it's more the disruption that you get short term, Michelle. It's the fact that you get something that happens to you at that time, which can impact your alertness and how you feel the next day, but it probably is not going to have an impact, you know, on things like your blood sugar or other health issues, because it's pretty quick, it's transient, and as long as your overall health is pretty good, you can sustain it.
What's interesting to me is that some people are profoundly affected by sleep disruption and others not, and I wonder why that is.
Well, one of the things, again, is it depends how, like, for, well, overall, there are people who need a certain amount of sleep, and their bodies actually need the circadian rhythm. It's very dependent on getting that quality sleep in a proper environment. When you deal with the issue of a plane, some people can get away with it because what you eat, for instance, before you go on the plane, like, you don't want a burger and fries. You'd rather have something simple like, you know, nuts and grains, or stay well hydrated. And if you can't sleep, you want to just kind of calm down and relax if you don't fall asleep, and just kind of get the most out of that trip you can to kind of pace yourself. So short term, that's what you do. And then some people, of course, just fall asleep. They're comfortable and they get quality sleep because they can sleep anywhere. So it's variable. But to directly answer your question, yes, there are people who clearly are more sensitive to a disruption in their regular sleep pattern. And they also can have trouble handling those changes. The changes can be dramatic and they can cause frustration.
Well, I think the key here is, what do you always say? Moderation. Everything in moderation.
Yeah, and if possible, if you don't need to take that flight, especially if it bothers you, try to take something that's easier. Of course, a lot of times why people do that is they might want to get home for a family event or something, and they're trying to get there quicker, and in many cases, the flights aren't as expensive, so that's another reason as well. But you have to balance the pros and the cons. But again, for those doing it like one or two times, not a big worry.
Dr. Brian, thank you.
Thank you, Michelle.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at newbalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh, oh.
you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.